This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. Paso Robles school district officials are hiring new attorneys to respond to a grand jury report that criticizes the previous board for alleged financial mismanagement between 2015 and 2018. KCBX's Angel Russell reports.
This is the second time since 2012 that the Paso Robles Unified School District has found themselves under investigation by the San Luis Obispo County Grand Jury. Their report, Paso Robles School District, A Cautionary Tale, outlines failures in leadership and financial oversight. In a 5-1 vote, the board agreed to allocate $5,000 to hire outside legal counsel to respond to the report's findings. Board member Nathan Williams says legal counsel not connected to the school district is needed to remain unbiased.
I am not happy about the $5,000. I don't like that. However, I think it's one of those evil necessities in this situation.
The board spent about 4 hours in a recent special meeting discussing the report's findings and writing a draft response to the grand jury, which is required to be submitted by mid-February. One of the more serious findings by the report was when the board at the time agreed to pay more than $200,000 in severance to former superintendent Chris Williams when he resigned. The grand jury wrote, quote, the superintendent was not eligible for a severance package when he resigned. However, the board extended a negotiated settlement without obligation to do so, end quote. Board member at the time and current member Tim Gearhart says that wasn't the board's fault, as the board was under the impression from legal advice that they had to pay severance.
We were given bad advice, as evidenced by the attorney refunded his fee to the district when requested.
The board will continue to go through the grand jury's findings and will be discussing them point by point during this Tuesday's public meeting. For KCBX News, I'm Angel Russell.